European equities have long been written off as the ultimate value trap, a sleepy, slow-growth market living in the shadow of Wall Street's tech-fueled mega-rally. But a massive shift in market dynamics is unfolding across the Atlantic. Backed by accelerating corporate earnings and a favorable macroeconomic backdrop, European benchmarks are no longer sitting on the sidelines. They are actively keeping pace with, and in many cases outrunning, major US indices. Key takeaways. Large core funds like VGK are keeping pace with global rallies, backed by a $32 billion asset base. Core offerings IEUR and BBEU pull in billions in fresh capital as advisors strategically rebalance into international developed markets. Smart beta strategies like OPPE, up 19% YTD, demonstrate that moving beyond standard market cap weighting can yield substantial excess returns. Behind the global rotation, the core driver comes down to stark valuation disparities and expanding fundamentals. Outperformance. The Euro SDOXX 600 has outshone the S&P 500 since 2025 despite facing tariff concerns and energy supply friction. In fact, European banks have outpaced the Magnificent Seven since 2022. First half earnings growth for the SDOXX 600 is tracking at 14% year over year, its strongest pace in 3 years. And higher energy prices have actually bolstered earnings due to heavy sector weightings in energy and utilities, while pass-through pricing and elevated interest rates continue to support bank profitability. Compelling valuation. US equities trade at stretched forward PE multiples near 29 times, whereas European benchmarks trade at attractive mid-teens PE ratios. Long-term metrics like the Shiller CAPE project significantly higher 10-year annualized returns for MSCI Europe relative to the US. Crucially, Europe's return on equity (ROE) has improved meaningfully as corporate margins expand and buybacks accelerate. Record inflows, driven by foreign buying, aggressive share buybacks, and record M&A activity, European equities are attracting their strongest capital inflows in a decade, excluding 2021, with foreign inflows reaching five-year highs. According to EPFR data, shown below, cumulative flows are back to their strongest levels since almost 2021. European equity weekly fund flows, billions. Almost back to 2021 levels. Diversification dollar hedge. Unlike the top-heavy US market, Europe offers broad sector diversification across healthcare, industrials, consumer staples, and green energy transition leaders. All European companies will eventually benefit from AI productivity, with less exposure to massive AI capex return risk. Allocating to European equities provides geopolitical diversification, and since most European ETFs are unhedged, a natural hedge away from the dollar. Supportive monetary and fiscal policy. With the ECB executing rate cuts to support growth and regional fiscal stimulus flowing into infrastructure and defense, European corporate balance sheets enjoy a friendlier liquidity environment relative to stickier US interest rates. Core giants lead the charge. To capitalize on this shift, advisors are utilizing both low-cost core building blocks and high-conviction factor strategies. Managing over $32 billion in total assets, the Vanguard FTSE Europe ETF, VGK, serves as a major bellwether for developed European equities. Rising 12% year-to-date on a total return basis, VGK demonstrates how Europe's heavier tilts toward financial institutions, industrial leaders, and healthcare giants are paying dividends in an environment of sustained global demand. The iShares Core MSCI Europe ETF, IEUR, has gathered $1.6 billion in net inflows this year, highlighting strong demand from institutional model portfolio managers seeking diversified, low-fee exposure across large, mid, and small-cap European names. Meanwhile, the JP Morgan Beta Builders Europe ETFs, BBEU, ultra-competitive fee structure has driven a solid $4 billion in new money over the past year, signaling a major ongoing structural rotation into European large-cap equities. Factor discipline. While core indexing provides cheap, baseline beta, rules-based factor strategies are unlocking even higher upside. The WisdomTree European Opportunities Fund, OPPE, for instance, is up 19% year-to-date, placing it among the top-performing broad Europe ETFs in the market today. Unlike cap-weighted benchmarks that hold broad market exposure regardless of valuation, OPPE targets companies with superior earnings growth, strong ROE, and healthy cash flow generation, demonstrating how active and smart beta tilts can outpace standard cap-weighted benchmarks by hundreds of basis points. When advisors evaluate international allocations, inspecting index construction across both core and factor strategies is key. Unlike domestic U.S. indexes carrying 30% plus weights in information technology, European ETFs distribute weight across defensive and cyclical engines. Core funds, VGK, IEUR, BBEU, keep tech allocations under 8-10%, while Smart Beta OPPE drops tech exposure down to 6%, allocating over 50% of its portfolio directly to industrials, 25%, and financials, 25%. These funds also serve as significant avenues to global revenue engines. Across both market cap anchors and factor strategies, over 50% of aggregate revenue generated by underlying holdings originates outside Europe. Buying funds like VGK, BBEU, or OPPE gives investors exposure to global industrial and financial powerhouses trading at discounted regional valuations. The cash generative advantage. To be sure, Europe faces political hurdles heading into 2027, lacks a heavy roster of hypergrowth tech names, and lags the US in massive AI capital expenditure. However, as global markets increasingly question the immediate ROI and high funding costs of AI, Europe's status as a market that generates immediate cash rather than spending it heavily on infrastructure serves as a major tactical advantage. For advisors and investors seeking true global diversification and real yield without overpaying for growth, European ETFs are proving to be anything but boring. For more news, information, and analysis, visit the Equity ETF Content Hub.